Chapter 18, Dinner Date. Maybe the best moment of the whole day was when Bat finally felt Thor rustling in the pouch that hung from around Bat's neck. Thor woke up from his nap just when Lawrence was finishing the last bath, which was for an inky spaniel named Webster.
"Lawrence," Bat said, "Thor is waking up."
Bat pulled open the sling and gently extracted the kit from it, holding Thor's warm, wiggly body up to his cheek. The kit's nose twitched as he snuffed around.
"Baby wants milk,"
Lawrence said, and together they fed him. If Bat had his way, he would wear Thor in the sling all the time, but Mom made him take it off at bath time and bedtime. She was willing to compromise at dinner.
"Really, Bat, don't you think Thor would be more comfortable in his enclosure?"
Mom said as she served out 3 platefuls of spaghetti and meatballs.
"No," said Bat, "I really don't."
Mom squinted her eyes tight. When she opened them, she said, "Okay, Thor can join us for dinner, as long as he stays in the sling.
I'll bet when he's older, though, Thor will love spaghetti and meatballs," Bat said happily, twirling a messy forkful of noodles.
"Skunks eat everything, you know. They're omnivores. Omni, meaning everything. Vor, meaning one who eats."
"We know, Bat," said Janie.
"You told us already, like 100 times.
"Don't you think it's interesting?" asked Bat.
"Don't I think what is interesting?"
"Everything," said Bat. "Everything there is to know about animals."
"Not really," said Janie. "I think theater's way more interesting than animals."
"That's stupid," said Bat,
because it was.
"Bat," said Mom in her warning voice, deep and serious, with her eyebrows pointed toward her nose.
"I'm sorry I said your interest is stupid," said Bat. He wasn't actually sorry, because Janie's interest was stupid. Theater was pretend. Animals were real. But Mom had let him bring Thor to the dinner table. So Bat turned his mouth up in a smile and added,
"Will you forgive me?"
Mom liked it when he remembered to say that.
"Ugh, whatever," Janie said.
"Mom, did you make any garlic bread?"
"Oh, it's in the oven. It's probably done," Mom said.
Janie pushed back from the table, found an oven mitt in the drawer, and pulled a tray of bread out of the oven. It smelled wonderful. Ezra once said that garlic is the best smell in the world. "Better even than roses," Janie said, putting the bread slices into a basket and bringing it to the table.
"That Ezra is a character," Mom said.
"He's pretty funny," Janie said. "He even makes our math teacher laugh, and she doesn't think anything is funny."
"If she doesn't think anything is funny," Bat said, reaching across the table for a piece of bread,
"then why does she laugh at Ezra? Is it mean laughing?"
"No, Bat," said Janie. "She thinks Ezra is funny."
"Then why did you say she doesn't think anything is funny?"
"Oh, never mind, Bat," said Janie.
Bat took a bite of the garlic bread. The crust was crusty, and then the inside was hot and squishy. Melted butter glazed his fingers, which he licked one by one. They ate for a few minutes without talking. Only sounds, the crunch of biting into bread, and the scraping noise of forks against plates as they wound bites of spaghetti. Then Janie announced, "I've decided I'm going to audition for the Queen."
"I thought you wanted to be Alice," Mom said.
"That was before I read the script," Janie said. "Then I realized that Alice is boring. She just wanders around whining about everything."
"You'd be good at that part," Bat said.
"You're good at whining."
"Mom," whined Janie, "make him stop."
"Bat," said Mom, "that wasn't nice."
"But I said she'd make a good Alice," Bat said.
"But not for a good reason," Mom explained.
"Why does the reason matter? I gave her a compliment."
"I don't think it felt like a compliment to Janie," Mom said. "Janie, did it feel like a compliment to you?"
"No," said Janie, "it was an insult."
"You see, Bat," said Mom, "it wasn't a compliment to Janie." Suddenly,
Bat wished that he had been wearing his earmuffs and that he hadn't even heard Mom and Janie talking about the play. But sometimes it was just better if Bat kept his thoughts to himself. Bat ate a few more bites of his spaghetti and had almost finished all his bread when he felt Thor wiggling around in his pouch. "May I be excused?" he asked. "Yes," said Janie. "Honey, you know it's up to you to model good behavior," Bat heard Mom say to Janie as he headed to the refrigerator to get out the puppy formula. "Sometimes, Mom, even I'm not a good enough actress to pretend not to notice when Bat is being weird." "Oh, Janie," said Mom. "Get out the formula," Bat told himself. "Put some in the syringe. Warm it up. Ignore Janie." Bat knew that sometimes Janie thought he was weird, but he still didn't like to hear her say it out loud. Actually, Janie could be weird too. Like when she sang at the top of her lungs in the shower, even though there wasn't an audience. And how she cared if her hair was wavy or straight. Did Ezra ever think that Janie was weird? Maybe that's what makes Ezra her friend, Bat thought. He likes the parts of her that everyone else thinks are weird.